This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials in eastern Libya say at least 2,300 people are dead and several thousand others missing after two dams collapsed in the eastern coastal city of Darna, sweeping away large chunks of the city and leaving outlying regions underwater. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Torrents of water rush through the streets and alleyways, causing buildings to collapse and sweeping away vehicles in the eastern Libyan coastal city of Darna. Eyewitnesses say that two dams collapsed near the city, causing the deluge of water that inflicted the massive damage following heavy rain from Storm Daniel, a strong cyclone which hit the area last week. Rescuers carried hundreds of people to safety in eastern Libya's largest city of Benghazi after water surrounded their homes and vehicles. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
People wounded in the 6.8 magnitude earthquake that hit Morocco were evacuated from a hard-hit rural town on Tuesday. Some of the evacuees were carried, others taken on stretchers to a waiting helicopter. The death toll from the 6.8 magnitude quake that struck in the High Atlas Mountains late on Friday has risen to 2,901, while the number of people injured more than doubled to 5,530, state television reported. It was Morocco's deadliest earthquake since 1960 and its most powerful in more than a century. NATO member Romania announced Tuesday it has begun building air raid shelters for residents near the Ukraine border after drone fragments were found there last week. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived in Russia on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron has more.
In typical fashion, North Korean state media confirmed Tuesday that leader Kim Jong-un had in fact set off on a rare trip out of the country to visit Russia's Far East. His private train was headed to an unconfirmed destination for what the Kremlin described as comprehensive discussions with Vladimir Putin amid warnings from Washington they should not trade weapons. The Russian president gave little away to reporters who asked him why he was going to the Vostochny Cosmodrome on Tuesday, saying he had his own agenda there. U.S. officials have said arms talks between Russia and North Korea are actively advancing and that Kim and Putin were likely to discuss the war in Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. Republican U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Tuesday launched an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden, propelling Congress toward a long-shot effort to remove the Democratic president that follows two impeachments of former President Donald Trump. McCarthy's move sets the stage for months of divisive House of Representatives hearings that could distract from lawmakers' efforts to avoid a government shutdown and could supercharge the 2024 presidential race in which Trump hopes to avenge his 2020 election loss to Biden and win back the White House. Israel's Supreme Court is hearing the first challenge to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's contentious legal overhaul. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
As Israel's Supreme Court begins a hearing on petitions to strike down a law curbing its own powers, supporters and opponents of the government's judicial overhaul are taking to the streets. Those against it fear the plan will concentrate power in the hands of politicians and threaten a democratic system they're used to. Among them, this man protesting outside the Supreme Court.
I cannot see myself leaving a different social structure. And now I feel that the Israeli democracy is in peril.
Proponents of the plan and Netanyahu's coalition of ultranationalist and religious lawmakers say the country's unelected judiciary wields too much power. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Google is confronting a threat to its dominant search engine as U.S. federal regulators launch an attempt to dismantle its internet empire in the biggest U.S. antitrust trial in a quarter century. Over the next 10 weeks, federal lawyers and state attorneys general will try to prove Google rigged the market in its favor by locking its search engine in as the default choice in a plethora of places and devices. On Tuesday, prosecutors opened their case by saying it's about the future of the internet and whether Google will ever face competition. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.